While Aucklanders have continued to flock to COVID testing centres around the city today, and our reporter Nita Blake-Pearson is at Eden Park, where a new testing centre was set up today, and joins us now. Kia ora, Nita. What has the demand been like there?
Kia ora, Lisa. It's been massive. We know that 30,000 tests have been carried out over the past 48 hours across the country, with at least half of those in Auckland. And here at this testing centre, they've been absolutely inundated. People were still trickling in here until about half an hour ago. An hour ago, they had about 115 cars still waiting and about 40 people in line. Over the past hour, they've got that down quite a bit. Last I checked a few minutes ago, it was 66 cars and about 15 people. So they are moving quickly, but there is huge demand for these tests. They actually turned away about 100 cars, not necessarily turned them away, but said Henderson didn't have as much demand, so they recommended people go there. They're just trying to organise people at different centres across the city to try and avoid those bottlenecks, but there is certainly a lot of people getting tests today.
And tell me, Nita, what's the mood been down there? Are they quite patient, waiting?
Everyone I've spoken to has been in really good spirits. There's obviously a lot more links to this cluster, so people have different reasons for being here. Most of the people I've spoken to have either been symptomatic or they've had some connection or reason that they thought they needed to be tested. One woman, not so much. She said her flatmates threatened to kick her out unless she got that test. There's obviously a lot of anxiety around this. So there were some people a little bit nervous about being here today, but really, really grateful for the service they were receiving and also all the staff in really good spirits. Unlike, you know, we heard from Dr. Ashley Bloomfield earlier today that some people had been verbally abusive towards staff, but certainly no evidence of that here.
I don't know if you've had a chance to chat to people, Nita, because it's not long happened. The news that Auckland has got another 12 days at this level 3. So what do people make of that?
Well, I took a quick wander along the walk-in kind of queue at a safe distance to ask people, quick straw poll, what they thought. And there was a lot of nods and kind of, I guess, more of a resignation. I think I asked them before the 5:30 announcement what they thought was going to happen. Most people were preparing for a level 4 or certainly an extension. So this didn't come as a shock to them. And it seemed to be that they thought that was the right decision, given the number of cases which keep emerging.
Thanks, Nita. That is Nita Blake-Pearson, who is at Eden Park, where one of the community testing centres was set up. It is a new centre there today.